Okay, so in the middle of a very Geschmack of Shaklavataria, good morning, Reb Nachum, from Gimel Amud Beis. So let's just recap where we are. We have a machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chachomim. And it all boils down to two words, tzarech levarer or ein tzarech levarer. If you make a claim in which you say that you have two sets of Edim, are you mechuyev to back up that claim in the event that the first one's apostle? Must you bring the second one or not? Reb Meir said, if you make a claim in Beis Din that you have two sets of Edim, then you have to substantiate that. Tzarech levarer. The Chachomim say, you do not have to be mevarer. So even though you claimed you have two, but you can always turn around and say, actually, I can't find the second group. That was the machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chachomim. The Gemara wanted to suggest, and this is where we're up to, we haven't seen the Teretz, but the Gemara wanted to suggest that maybe that is the exact parallel of the machlokes between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel seem to have the exact same machlokes, tzarech levarer or ein tzarech levarer. Remember, they were not talking about Edim. They were talking about somebody who claimed that not only has he been in the field for 3 years, but he's actually got a shtar as well. So he's also making a double claim. I've got both a chazaka and also a shtar. So we saw two opinions. The first opinion is that of Rebbe, and Rebbe says you have to back that up. It's not good enough to say that I have a chazaka. Let's now see the shtar as well. After all, if you claim you have a shtar, once you make that claim in Beis Din, it has to be substantiated. And Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, either one will do, either shtar or chazaka. That's another way of saying, ein tzarech levarer. So it would seem to be that the machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim is the exact parallel of Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. That's where we left off with yesterday.
Sense.
Now, before we see the Gemara's answer, let's just explain. When the Gemara asks a question like that, Neymar, let us suggest that one machlokes parallels another. Essentially, and we have to explain this clearly, that's not a kasha. That's not a kasha. There is nothing problematic in the fact that one machlokes tanoim parallels another machlokes tanoim. It would be problematic if there were amoraim maybe taking sides, but Reb Meir and the Chachamim are tanoim. Rebbe and Reb Shimon and Gamliel are tanoim as well. So the Gemara is not asking a kasha, as in there's something difficult inherently about the fact that one machlokes parallels another. In other words, if indeed you tell me that Reb Meir is a copy and paste of Rebbe, and the Chachamim, the Rabbonon, are a copy and paste of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, then so be it. There's nothing difficult with that. There's nothing problematic that two Tanoim hold A and two other Tanoim hold B. There's nothing difficult with that. So when the Gemara says Neima, we're not so much asking a kasha as if to say there's something shver. Rather, what the Gemara merely means to ask is this necessarily conclusive? Must we indeed arrive at the conclusion that Reb Meir is limited to following Rebbe and the Chachamim are limited to following Reb Shimon Gamliel? If the answer is yes, then we'll accept that, and there's nothing difficult about that. So that's what the Gemara means. Neima, let us suggest that one machlokes parallels another, which is another way of saying that at the moment it would seem to be that each one of these two sides is limited to following the equivalent side of the other machlokes. Now let's see the Gemara's answer. We're on the fourth bottom line, on the third last word. Says the Gemara, Loi. Nope. You got it wrong. One machlokes is not necessarily absolutely parallel to the other. Says the Gemara, Ali b'de Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. According to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, again, let's take this slowly. What did Reb Shimon ben Gamliel say? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, you can produce either the shtar or the chazan. Sarah? Sorry. Sorry, teenage daughters. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is the one who said what? That he can produce either the shtar or the chazakah. What did we call that? Ein tzarich levarer. You do not need to substantiate your claim. I'm quite happy if you bring just the chazakah. Says the Gemara, according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, what would Reb Shimon ben Gamliel say in our case? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel never discussed the case of two Edim. He discussed Shtar and Chazaka. And Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said that either one will do, Ein Tzorich Levarer. So the Gemara says, Ali b'de Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that you can produce either a shtar or a chazaka, kula alma loy kligi. Nobody would disagree, and everybody, both Reb Meir and the Chachamim, would hold that if Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says ein tzorich levarer in the case of shtar and chazaka, then he would certainly say the same also in our case of two edim. Do you know when there is a discussion a machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim? Aliba the Rebbe. What did Rebbe hold with regard to Shtar and Chazaka? Tzorich Levarer. If Rebbe holds Tzorich Levarer in the case of Shtar and Chazaka, does that necessarily replicate itself in our case of two Edim? Would he necessarily say also, just like in the case of Shtar and Chazaka, you've got to substantiate your claim, so too, when you claim you've got two Edim, you've also got to substantiate your claim, says the Gemara, that's the Machlokes. And the Gemara now explains. The Rebbe Meir, Karebi. Rebbe Meir simply says, yes, I follow Rebbe. Rebbe holds Tzorech Levarer, I also hold Tzorech Levarer. So if you've got to substantiate your Shtar V'Chazaka claim, you've also got to substantiate your double set of Edim claim. Here comes the Chiddush now. V'Rabbonon Omri, V'Rabbonon say, no. We can also actually fit in with Rebbe. Even though Rebbe says, Tzorich Levarer, but we claim that he only said that in the case of Shtar and Chazaka. But in our case of Edim, we claim that Rebbe would also admit that Ein Tzorich Levarer. Why? Says the Gemara, Omri Lecho. Ad kan loika omar Rebbe Hosam. Rebbe only said his opinion of Tzorich Levarer, in that particular case, Elo b'chazaka. He only said so in the case of chazaka. When you claim that you've got a chazaka and also a shtar, then we cannot rely on the chazaka alone. You've got to substantiate the shtar as well. Do you know why? De mikoyach shtara ka'osi. Because the chazaka is in itself a product of the shtar. Ka'osi means it comes. It comes from the shtar. We explained this at an earlier date. Every chazaka is based on a shtar. You cannot have one without the other. We mentioned this yesterday as well. When somebody claims that he's got a chazaka, that I've been sitting in the field for 3 years unopposed, what is he in fact claiming? He's claiming that I originally purchased the field and I had a shtar. I cannot, however, be expected to keep the shtar forever. So after 3 years, I disposed of it. But the fact that I've been for 3 years in the field, the shtar has now morphed into a chazaka. But I certainly claim that my chazaka that I presently have is based on the fact that I originally had a shtar. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, the Rabbanon claim, where you claim in Beis Din that you've got a shtar and also a chazaka, that's when you have to substantiate your claim of the shtar as well. Do you know why? Because the chazaka that you claim that you have is in fact based on the shtar. In other words, what's the better of the two proofs? The shtar or the chazaka? Obviously, the shtar. Written documentation. Chazaka is always the mechanism by which we, as it were, waive the shtar. Essentially, we want you to back your claim up with documentation. I'm prepared to waive it because at least you originally had it and now it's morphed into a chazaka. But the chazaka that you have is absolutely based. It emerges from the shtar. So if you claim that you've got a shtar, that's when you jolly well have to produce that shtar. Why? Because if you've claimed that you've got the better proof, why on earth would I want to rely on the lesser proof? What's the lesser proof? The chazaka. Why is that a lesser proof? Because the chazaka is itself a product of the shtar. So that's why Rebbe says, if you claim you've got a chazaka and also a shtar, you've got to substantiate your claim that you've got a shtar. Because one is a product of the other, says the Gemara, Avol. However, hocha, in our case of the Mishnah, when you claim that what? That you have two sets of Edim, hani Edim, lav mikoyach Edim achrina ka'asu. You cannot say that one set of Edim are the product of the other set of Edim. It's two separate, independent proofs. Therefore, afilu Rebbe Moida. So therefore, even Rebbe would admit the ein tzorich levarer, you would not need to substantiate your claim. So let's explain again. This is a complicated piece of Gemara. We have a machloikus in our Mishnah between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Tzorich levarer or ein tzorich levarer? Must that necessarily follow the opinions of Rebbe versus Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? As we explained before, if that's indeed the case, then let it be the case. There's nothing difficult with that. We're just wondering, is each party limited to one opinion? And the Gemara is saying no. They could both, in theory, follow Rebbe's opinion. We need not necessarily say that Reb Meir equals Rebbe and the Chachamim equals Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. No, we do not have to say that. They could both be following Rebbe's opinion and it would not be a contradiction. Reb Meir simply says, well, if Rebbe holds Tzorich Levarer, yes, so too, I also hold Tzorich Levarer. Very neat. What do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say, we also follow Rebbe's opinion. Really? But Rebbe holds Tzorich Levarer. Why are you saying Ein Tzorich Levarer? And the answer is because we, the Rabbonon, claim that Rebbe only ever expressed his opinion of Tzorich Levarer, specifically in the case of Shtar and Chazaka. It's not a general psak. What's so special about Shtar and Chazaka? Because the Chazaka is based. It emanates from the Shtar. So if you claim you've got a small proof and a big proof, yes, that's when we're going to demand of you that you substantiate the big proof, the shtar. But in our case of one set of Edim and then another set of Edim, The second set of Edim are not a product of the first set of Edim. It's two independent groups. So one is not necessarily dependent or a greater proof than the other. So the Rabbanon claim that even though Rebbe normally holds Tzorech Levarer, but that's only in the case of Shtar and Chazokah, but in our case of Edim, he would be the first one to admit Ein Tzorech Levarer, and if you claim you've got two sets of Edim, you only need to back up one. So in the final analysis, it turns out that the Chachomim are not limited to follow necessarily Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. They can quite happily say that we follow Rebbe, but here is different to the case that Rebbe is talking. Yes, Reb Nachum.
So if the Shtar is first, then you don't need Chazaka, according to Rebbe.
Where is the better?
The Gemara says Afra Chazaka, which doesn't make sense then, because that means you already brought the Shtar. Why do we need Afra Chazaka?
Oh, Afra Chazaka was Reb Shimon and Gamliel's opinion, where we said Afra Chazaka, even the Chazaka would suffice. Either or.
So in the case of Rebbe, if I brought the Shtar first,
then the Chayri would not need Chazaka, right? As long as you bring the bigger proof, I don't now need to bring the minor proof. Whereas in the case of two Edim, there's no major, there's no minor, they're all the same, it's exactly the same, and no one is dependent on the other. So therefore, maybe there, Reb Shimon Rebbe will be the first one to admit that Ein Tzorech Levarer. Yes, Reb Larry.
The chazaka, the definition of a chazaka is, I used to have a shtar, I lost it, but I have a chazaka that says I've been here for 3 years, okay? Right. But if I have a shtar, there's no chazaka. There is no chazaka.
Right.
You can't bring a chazaka. You can't, there's no chazaka. Because the definition of a chazaka is I lost the shtar and my proof.
Because I still have Edim who witnessed that I've been in the field for 3 years. That is a chazaka.
But it only functions.
It says that if you ask me a question, where's the shtar, I have a good answer. But not that there is no chazaka. There's just no necessity for chazaka. Chazaka simply means I've been holding onto this field for 3 years unopposed. If you counter that with a question, yes, but where's your documentation? So after 3 years, I have a good answer. During 3 years, I do not have a good answer. So during 3 years, if I'm able to produce a shtar, it's not that I don't have a chazaka. It's just that the chazaka is totally unnecessary because I can back it up with black and white documentation. Have a look at Rashi at the bottom now. It's five lines from the bottom. Towards the end of the line. Afilu temer rabono. You have the Rashi? Afilu temer. Remember, they started off with a namer. Namer always means let us suggest, but eventually it's going to fall through. Well, we've now seen it indeed fell through. Afilu temer rabonon karebi sviruluhu. We can even suggest that actually the rabonon who said ein tzorech levarer can quite happily hold of Rebbe who says tzorech levarer. Isn't that a contradiction? No. The ad kan loy koma Rebbe hosam tzorech levarer. It's only over there that Rebbe says Tzorech Levarer. What's so unique about that case? Elo Mishum, only because the Chazaka Lav Ika Raya Hu. The Chazaka is not the main proof, right? Remember we said the minor and the major. The Chazaka is not the main proof. Why is it not the main proof? The Mikoya Hashtar Hudasya, because he's only coming as a product of the Shtar. What does that mean as a product of the Shtar? Says Rashi. The Ihavato in Beresha. If he would have claimed Beresha, what does it mean Beresha? From the beginning. If he would have said, Hechzakti bo me'atzmi, I've grabbed hold of this field myself. Nobody ever opposed. Nobody said a word. I've just strolled into this field. Ah, you mean you're not claiming that you ever bought the field? Correct. I'm not claiming that. Well, if that will be the case, ein zu chazaka. Well, that's not a chazaka. A chazaka, by definition, always necessarily requires that I claim that I originally bought it. I originally had a shtar. I didn't just wander into the field on my own volition. I initially bought it. I had a shtar. Now it's gone. But when, however, you say, not that I just strolled into the field, but rather, ato mocharto li, you in fact sold me the field, the haimu b'shtar. Problem is, the ibadative, I've lost the shtar. Aha, that's a different claim. If you claim I just walked into the field myself, not having purchased it, well, that's nothing. Your chazaka is irrelevant. But if I claim that you, in fact, sold me the field with a shtar, problem is I've lost it, then la'achar gimel shonim have a chazaka. Then we have the whole concept of chazaka, which after 3 years is a valid concept. Hilkoch, therefore, we see that every claim of a chazaka must by definition be based on the previous claim, which is that initially I had a shtar. Therefore, Hilkoch, therefore, hi, this particular person, Hoyil v'omar, since he said, yeshnoi b'yodi, quote unquote, he said, I've got it in my hand. I'm actually claiming that I did not lose the shtar. I jolly well got it. Oh, you have the shtar. Well, then, who in the world needs a chazaka? Sorry, achlevarer, that's when you've got to substantiate, because the chazaka is always in place of the shtar. But if you claim that you've got the shtar, well, forget chazaka. You've got to substantiate your claim you have a shtar. That's why Rebbe says, sorry, achlevarer, only in that case, however. Aval Omar, but when he in our Mishnah says Yesh li beis kitei edim, quote unquote, when he claims that I've got two groups of edim, the hevi achas, and he only produces one, meaning he has not substantiated the claim about the second group, no problem. Why is it no problem? Kiven the honey. Because these, meaning the second set of edim, lav mikoyach hani osu. They're not coming mikoyach, the first two. They're nothing to do with the first two. Therefore, ein tzorech levarer dvorov. That's why in this case, you do not need to substantiate your words, v'lechazer, and to start searching, achar kat shnia, for the second group. So where you claim that you have the shtar, well, it would be absurd, say Rebbe, to now base yourself on the chazaka. If you claim you have a shtar, well, jolly well produce it. Let's see the shtar. After all, the whole chazaka is based on the shtar. But where you claim you have two sets of edim and you only produce one, fine. Nobody claims that the second group of edim are a better proof. It's not the ikaraya. They don't emerge. They're not a result of the first edim. It's two separate independent proofs. And if in the final analysis you only brought one, then so be it. Yes.
So a chazaka is when a guy thinks he has a shtar and he loses the shtar, nachon? So the guy...
No, not that he thinks he has it. He knows he doesn't have one, but he claims that he used to.
No, but there was a time where he claimed he knew he had a shtar, and then he found out one day he didn't have the shtar, correct?
Well, we threw it out. Whatever
it was, he knew he had it at one time.
After 3 years, you're not expected to keep the shtar.
Just listen. So he knew he had it at one time. Then he brings a chazaka. Oh, I don't have my shtar anymore, but I have a chazaka, okay? So what happens in this case where he brings, I have a shtar and I have a chazaka, and he says, okay, bring the shtar. Now he goes looking for the shtar. He can't find the shtar. Shouldn't he be able to say, look, I can't find the shtar that I told you about, but I do have a chazaka since I lost the shtar?
But that's the whole chiddush of Tzorech Levara. What you just said is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's opinion. Rebbe disagrees. You've just repeated Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's opinion, who says, if you claim you have a shtar, but you say, actually, I can't find it after all, doesn't matter. Either one will do. Rebbe says, no. Once you put your neck out and you claimed you've got the shtar, you've got to substantiate it. Now you say, actually, I can't find it. Well, it's a big shame. Why did you claim that you have it? Well, I thought I did. Okay, so next time, be more careful before you speak. That is the proof of the
Kiddush. Then what's the whole point of the chazaka? The chazaka is supposed to be for a guy that loses his
shtar. The chazaka is when I claim that I don't have a shtar. This guy.
Everybody, claims. But everybody who loses a shtar, there was a time when he thought he had it.
Lost a shtar. You're expected to keep the shtar for 3 years. You are allowed to dispose of it after 3 years. So after 3 years, I claim I used to have a shtar. I disposed of it. It doesn't matter. I have a chazaka. But in the event that this guy claimed that, you know what, I decided for whatever reason to keep the shtar, despite the fact that I'm not obligated to do so. Ah, okay, well then forget the chazaka. Let's see the shtar. On second thoughts, I can't find it. Well, it's a big chaval. You shouldn't have claimed that you had it in the first place. Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, at the end of the day, either one will do. That's the machlokes, tzorech levar, or in tzorech levar.
I don't understand why Rabbi Meir's opinion can be brought into line with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel.
It can't.
So what does it mean? What does the Gemara mean at the beginning here?
Gemara meant, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, everybody would have to say Ein Tzorech Levar. Quite right. Rabbi Meir does not fit in with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. You're quite right, Rabbi Yisrael. That's it, precisely what the Gemara means. But according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who says Ein Tzorech Levarer, in the case of Shtar v'Chazaka, then certainly that would be the case also in the case of two Edim. But Rebbe, however, could diverge. Rebbe could fit in with either opinion. Okay. So let's sum up. We've come now not to the end of the sugya, but to the end of this part of the sugya. This is an extremely complicated sugya, very, very gishmak. It requires a lot of Omol Hatayr. Let's take stock for a second. This all began, if you remember, Rav Meir said in the Mishnah, you can passel Dayonim, number one. Number two, you can passel Edim. And we're trying to understand Rav Meir's opinion. How do you go about just passeling Dayonim? And if you remember, the Gemara said, you're quite right, you cannot passel Dayonim Mumchim. So what did Rav Meir mean when you can passel Dayonim? He's talking about those from Surya who are not such Mumchim, those you can passel. Fine. So the Gemara's big question was, if you, Rav Meir, admit that you cannot merely passel everyone right, left, and center, Dayonim Mumchim cannot be passeled, so why did you say that you could passel Edim? Every aid, as long as he's kosher, is basically like an aid mumcha, meaning he's hit the top of the tree. What further requirement could you possibly want? So why could you passel Edim? That was the Gemara's question, and that's basically what we've been sitting the last 2 weeks to try and understand. How do you go about passeling the other one's Edim? What type of legal recourse is this? Otherwise, it's ridiculous. Every time you have a Din Torah, one of the litigants brings two Edim, the other one says, sorry, I don't accept them. That cannot be, obviously. That can't be. If he brings Edim who are psulim, or Edim who are kroivim, then I understand. I'm sorry, you cannot back your claim against me by bringing invalid Edim. But in the case that he brings perfectly kosher Edim, non-related, how on earth can Rav Meir turn around and say, yes, you can passel them? Why? We have so far offered three separate answers to that question. And we're about now to see the fourth, but it's important to sum up. The first answer was that you cannot passel the other one's Edim. Rather, it means an Eid Echod. How can you have an Eid Echod? An Eid Echod has no validity in monetary matters. We're talking about where he said, I'm prepared to accept the evidence of an Eid Echod. Fine. That's a special case. That's not the regular case. If you're talking about two regular Edim where the Torah invested koyach in the two Edim, well, who are you to say, well, I don't believe them? But the Torah does. So therefore, how can I passel the other one's Edim? No, I'm passeling the other one's aid, single. I was the one who invested him with koyach, so I can now back down. That's answer number one. The Gemara rejected that. Why did the Gemara reject that? Because I'm sorry to say, it doesn't say aid in the Mishnah, it says aidov in the plural. The second answer was, very interesting answer, that Rav Meir is talking about, you're right, there's two Edim. And I am not puzzling himself myself. I brought my friend Chaim. I'm also a group of Eidos myself, but I'm Megea. The answer was, we're talking about that I claim that not he himself is a Rasha, but rather there's something wrong with his whole family. There is a pagam in the whole family. So Rav Meir's Machadosh, a tremendous chidush, that's not called being Noigea Be'edos. Why? Because I'm not pointing the accusing finger directly at my fellow litigant. Rather, it's at the whole family, which indirectly, obviously, affects my fellow litigant. That's not called Noigea Be'edos, and that's how I'm allowed to puzzle him. Second answer. Third answer is like we just said now, that we're talking, once again, about a very specific case in which the other party has claimed that he's got two sets of Edim. Reb Meir holds Tzorich Levarer, which means he's going to have to substantiate his claim that the second set of Edim really exists. And if that's the case, once again, I'm not Negea Be'edus. Why am I not Negea Be'edus? Because even if I successfully manage to puzzle his first group, but I know that he's got another group which he's going to have to produce. He's got that up his sleeve. So I haven't completely exempted myself. And that's not called Negea. And that's why Rav Meir says you can puzzle the other Edim. Those are the three Terutzim so far. The bottom line is, of course, that if, however, we're talking about a regular, normal group of two Edim, there is no way you can puzzle them. So, which means this is one of a trillion examples that without the Gemara, you cannot understand the Mishnah. When reading the Mishnah, it certainly does sound like at face value, there are Meir holds. You can just go around puzzling other people's Edim. That can't be. So the Gemara is now turning over the world to come up with all types of wonderful answers. We're talking about an Eid Echad. We're talking about you're accusing the family. We're talking about there's two groups of Edim. Why can't we just learn the Mishnah simply? The answer is we cannot learn the Mishnah simply. It doesn't make sense. Those are the three Tirutzim we've seen so far. We're about now, we have a couple of minutes. Let's just make a very brief start. We're about now to see the fourth Teretz to our Mishnah. And yet again, this is a very big Chiddush. Remember, we have a Reisha and a Sefer. The Reisha is, Rav Meir says, you can pass all the other ones Dayonim. The Sefer is, you can pass all the other ones Edim. Says the Gemara, we are now on the bottom line. When Ravin came along, meaning from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Reisha, Be'edim, Psulim, V'dayonim, Ksheirim. Rabbi Yochanan has come up with a brand new teretz, and this needs a lot of explanation. We're talking about in our Mishnah, where, again, we always have Reuven and Shimon, where Shimon is puzzling Reuven's Dayonim and also Edim. We thought it's two separate cases. We thought that there's one case in which you're trying to puzzle the Dayonim, another case where you're trying to puzzle the Edim. Reb Yochanan is Mechadish, we're actually talking about a case where he is trying to puzzle both the Dayonim and also the Edim. How that manifests itself, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see you next time. Now, tomorrow, we cannot have a shir. We have a bris. I'm actually going to be a Sunday commit Hashem, the member of a community. So we'll reconvene, Be'ez Hashem, on Wednesday morning. A complicated Gemara, very geshmaka Gemara, and we'll continue, Be'ez Hashem, on Wednesday morning.